Okay, and we have one last time Bishul Akum here in the Gemara, so I'd like to discuss a double shaila, two shailas that, as you'll see, are slightly related regarding Bishul Akum. After Moshe's Ptira in 1995 or so, they printed one of the later volumes of Igros Moshe, and one of the bombshells there was that Ramosha, the way it's brought there, Ramosha apparently held that potato chips are Bishul Akum Shaila. Now, if it's Bishul Akum, we're not talking about Afias Akum, which is their Haterim or Paspalter. Bishul Akum is something that's treif, if Bishul Akum is Aser, and many of us remember eating Wise potato chips in the past, so maybe not in this. When I was a boy, potato chips were very good. Today, they don't taste as good. But the change is in me, not in the potato chips. The question is what to do with this psak that Rav Moshe has that potato chips are nisr bishul akum. So the shaila really is negaya to a yisaidistik alumdis in dine bishul akum. In our Gemara, we have the two main heterim of Bishul Akum. As a matter of fact, the Lashon HaGemara is that there's a famous heter of Nechel Kamei Shulchai. The Gemara answers, no, there's another famous heter of Ein Ayla Shulcha Malachim. There's our two main heterim. Something that's edible raw, there's no Bishul Akum. A guy cooks water, there's no Bishul Akum. A guy cooks apples, there's no Bishul Akum. And something that's not Ayla Shulcha Malachim, something that's not put at a significant meal, is also mutter. That's why all our candies are mutter. Jelly beans and sucking candies, all these things are bishul akum, but it's ein ayla shulcha malachim. That's a davar pasha. There are two nidainim in the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. First of all, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is not like the language of the Gemara. If you look in Sif Aleph, it says, Dover Shein Inach Kamei Shulchai, that's one heter. V'gam Oila Shulcha Malachim, L'lav is Beis HaPas, that's a second limitation. And then it says, Oila Parperes. The Gemara doesn't say Oila Parperes. Oila Parperes sounds like even something that comes as a dessert food is also Bishul Akum. It doesn't have to be something that's eaten as a main course. From the Gemara, it sounds like only a main course is Bishul Akum. Potatoes and meat and fish and chicken and eggs for milk and kasuda, but these are main courses. But something that's a dessert food, from our Gemara, that's not lelafis beis hapas. It's not the main course. The Shulchan Aruch brings that it's oil of harperes, something that's a dessert food as well. And this is a controversy in the Paiskim. It's fascinating that the Iker Poiskim Achrayim Amachmir. You take the Basroi in Yeridaya, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chachmas Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they're all Machmir that there is Bishul Akum on dessert type foods. Fafal Tikain, the Minig HaOlam, the Minig of the Poiskim, is like the other Achrayim, the Pri Chadash, the Arki Tshuva brings other names that are Mekel. And therefore, when you talk in general about dessert foods, and you never heard that somebody something, a pair of ice cream that's made in a Goyish company because it's cooked by Goyim. Because the minhag seems to be, of the Paiskim Achrayim, is to be Mekel. That's one controversy. It has nothing to do with the potato chips, which is parperes, which you'll see in a minute we come back to. The second, and the more you say the sticker, Mamdish Shaila, is potato chips are not Oila Shulcha Malachim. Not for a main course, and not for a dessert. Nobody serves potato chips. You might like potato chips, but it's not served at a meal. That is no question. However, potatoes are served. Sometimes you get a main dish, you have your chicken on the plate, and next to it they prepare the potatoes in a way that makes it Oila Shulcha Malachim. So the shaila is, do you go, in defining Oila Shulcha Malachim, do you go by the min, potatoes Oila Shulcha Malachim, or by the thing that's put in front of you? You work, but the potato chips are not on Shulchan Malachim. Potatoes are on Shulchan Malachim. So the Nidai in the Paiskim, earlier Paiskim already, is whether you go by the Min or by the food that's put in front of you. Obviously, if you go by the Min, potatoes are on Shulchan Malachim. If you go according to the food put in front of you, it's not on Shulchan Malachim. The Svara Hashkafa Rishayna is. Hashkafa Rishayna is. Logically, you should go by the food put in front of you. That's the Pashtus, no? The Pashtus is the food it is. Or it's. So if you look, those of you who have copies, the Shach Beis is a source for a tremendous amount of tumbling. Because in Shach Beis, on Oyla Shulchan Malachim, he quotes from the Sefer Issa V'Heter, who says, Kurbayim, which I assume means the intestines, of a cook, what? Kishka. And real kishka. Today, I don't know if the Ashkenazim don't make kishka today from intestines. The Sephardim still do, but they don't call it kishka. They have some other name for it. But the Ashkenazim, I think it's not real kishka. But anyway, kurbayim v'kurkaban. Kurkaban is the stomach of a bird. Ubnei ma'ayim and the stomachs. Afal gav damino le'el echleyim la varinish. V'lai v'achdichar v'lischabe. Even though eating this stuff, echleyim la barinish, means normal people don't eat it. It's not chadichar el eschabed. Mekomakem asurim mishum bishalakum. Umevei dakim haish. See, this shach seems to be talking about our shayla. He's telling us this type of food is not a chashuv of food. But there's an issa bishalakum. So many understand, and the Prichadr seems to say it, Prichadr says, the min basaru. Because it's a type of meat. Seems to be saying, you go bust the min. Look, it's meat. So meat is oila shulcha malachim. So even though this cut of meat is not oila shulcha malachim, it's still awesome. But this is the makar for the ice rim, the lashon hashach, and the lashon of the prichadash, who says on this, that it's min echaru. This is the tzad ta'aser. And like I said, in Digris Maisha, he doesn't say Osa B'chalutin. The language of Digris Maisha, which I have here, is Ein Limchais Be'elu Shemakilim. That you're not Meichin, those who are Meichel, but it sounds like Ramesha is more Naita Lahach. So what? When you go, they eat potatoes with delicacy. But a potato chip on your main dish? You sit by the kids' table. Like the fries. Anyway, so I don't know. But the Rebelsky has an interesting tshuva on the topic. So Rebelsky, who writes right in the beginning that he's not so trusting this Igros Maisha tshuva. He's not such a mammon that it was, the way it was written is the way the Shiloh was asked, which may or may not be so. And then he quotes Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said, Rabbi Yaakov also asked potato chips as bishalakum. Rabbi Yaakov's solution was, what's the difference if you cut it big, like French fries, or you cut it small, like potato chips? That was Rabbi Yaakov's solution. So Rebelsky, who's Mekel, Rebelsky says, French fries are also not oil shulchan malachim. Like, what do you mean? If you cut it big, you cut it little. They're also not oil shulchan malachim, except you go to places where it's not. So it's also not.
But you can't eat it raw.
You can't eat it raw. That's a reason to ask. But even if you can't eat it raw, if it's not oil shulchan malachim, then it's also heter. In other words, either heter is good. Edible raw is a heter. If it's not edible raw, it's a separate heter. If it's not oil shulchan malachim. So Rebelsky says when you go to a wedding and you eat those potatoes they have with the meat, even though there's a little crispiness, they seem to be fried. Rebelsky says if you go in the kitchen, they don't fry them. They cook them, and after they cook them, they fry them a little bit to give them such a finish. So Rebelsky argues that there's a difference between things that are cooked and things that are fried. That if something is Eilal Shulchan Malachim cooked, and not Eilal Shulchan Malachim fried, that itself should be a heter. Now, he doesn't quote it, but the Marsham has such a svara. And if you look at the Pagan, if you have your papers, if you look in Siv Beis, the first words of the Ramah, he says, Mutal Echel Afoinim Kluyim, some type of beans, Kluyim Shalavia Kachavim. If they're roasted, it's mutter. In other words, what? Peas. Roasted peas? Okay, roasted peas. So he says, roasted peas are mutter and not al Shulchan Malachi. He doesn't say it can eat all of these peas. He says if it's prepared this way, it's not El Al Shulchan Malachi. So Volsky argues that if it's prepared differently, it should be a different story. Regarding this shach, he says that those who argue this shach with the this negates the salami. The salami has to be Bishul Yisrael. Salami is not El Al Shulchan Malachi, but it's meat. Rabelsky says, if you look up the Issa the Heter inside, you'll see that's not what it says in the Issa the Heter. When it says that Kerbayim and Bnei Mayim and the Korkaban, that these things are Aser, the Issa the Heter there is talking about the other Chumrah of Parperis. Things that are served as dessert are Aser. There, the Issa V'Heta holds things that are served as dessert are aser, and he brings these three things: the kurkabayim, the kurkabayim. He says, if you read the shach, you think he means one thing. If you look up the Issa V'Heta, you'll see it's not what he says. He doesn't say that these things are oila shulchan malachim because basar is oila shulchan malachim. In the Issa V'Heta, he's saying these things are aser because they're used as a dessert type of food. Now, Rabalski said this, I looked at the shach again. If you look at it, it says, Kosev is a heter. Kurbayim kukum b'nei mayin, avgav dirmin leil chayim bar inish, v'layim echdich reil eschaved, asur mishum bishalai v'kechavim, v'yedak im haisha. And then he wrote in the same piece as Kosevai, kamein upachiyais, that's mushrooms, oilin ha-shulcha malachim mishum paparais, v'yeshum mishum bishalai v'kechavim. He's talking in this of cotton, about things that are served as desserts. Mushrooms apparently was once a dessert food. And he asks out for that reason. So that really this chumrah is a different chumrah, a chumrah of paparois. So Bofsky is essentially saying two tainus to be matir potato chips. A, that fried, it's not oil al shulchan malachim, not as French fries and not as potato chips. And cooked is not a raya to fried. There's one heter he's saying. And the second heter he's saying is that it's not? There's no such rule that the whole min you go by the min, because the whole shach they want to buy it on comes from a different source from the heter. He meant to ask us paparois, not out this reason, not because he holds of the heter of minecha. So at any rate, this is the potato chip nidan. It's funny because lamaisa, if you look in the Gris Maisha, it says better to be machmir. Apparently Rabbi Yaakov also was machmir, at least at that time. And yet, the Rabalski is tining that you have two separate atayrim. Because it's not El HaShulchan Malachim, and at least the Svarach Yitzayna certainly is that way. There's always a tzirif, many paiskim hold, that foods that you can't make at home, that you need a manufacturing plant to make, they talk about this heta by instant potatoes or by cereals, different cereals that have a shaili. You can't really make cereal at home. You can't make instant potatoes at home. And you can turn the instant potatoes into regular potatoes, but you can't take raw potatoes and make powdered potatoes. So there's a heter of, they call beis charoishes, a heter that something that needs a manufacturing plant is mutter, because bishul akum is us out chasnus, out socializing. Something you can't make in the house, that there should be no such issue. Ramesha mentions it by potato chips. That's why he says, "Ein limchais," and certainly it's a very big tziruf to be mekel legabe this. So Mitzvah Shem, next Mitzvah Shabbos we'll have potato chips outside for those who want. What? The Yiddish companies. Libras is generally more macaron. Yeah, but I assume that they are, but I don't know.